excited. So I've invited a bunch of people here who either I've traveled with before or I would love to travel with. The first is in the latter category. No, wait. The former category, but also maybe the latter. I don't know. Let's see how the story goes. Please welcome Nerdlogs member Katie Johnson Smith.
Together a lot. We've done stuff with the Nerdlogs, and we've traveled a few times to see Jenny Lewis play, because she's a babe. Cool. Yeah. Happy wedding season, everyone. Happy wedding season. Cool. Yeah, happy wedding season. Weddings are beautiful for the most part. They are set in like picturesque locations and usually include a very cool party paid for by the bride's parents. And I have been lucky enough to hit the road for two weddings so far this season. They were both terrifying and fun. Yeah, I did say terrifying. Nobody here is wearing a wire, are they? Is this thing on? Is this thing on? I really hope my mom doesn't listen to this or anybody in my family. Cool. So what the hell is up with traditional Christian wedding ceremonies for real? If you haven't been to one in a while, here is how they go. Okay, so there's like the normal processional and blah, blah, blah. It's very beautiful. And then a usually male minister who is white and wearing an Ed Hardy blinged out costume and like spiking his hair up. He looks very cool if it were 1995. He begins a speech that says approximately this. So pretend that I am this man I just described. Okay. We are gathered here today to bear witness to the union of this man and this woman. Marriage is a blessed, God-honored thing for monogamous, heterosexual people only. But like, we all do marriage because we secretly want to fuck the shit out of Jesus Christ. Because, yeah, Christ is the bride of the church, plus he is a big thick dick. We are all saving our Christ fucking for until we are married to him with a capital H. Cool. Anyway, yeah, this lady, probably your cousin, is going to give herself fully to this dude she has not yet boned. Did you know they haven't fornicated? It's important that you know they have not had sex with each other. They are pure. But like, does mouth stuff count as full-on sex? I think it's really up for interpretation. All right. Regardless, P has not entered V, and that is the only way to be before you marry. Cool. We're cool on those facts, right? Cool, cool. All right, great. But first, really picture in your mind that later they will be having sex with each other. Like, really think about this lady, probably your cousin, getting that pretty little dress ripped off of her body at a moment of blind passion and, like, pray, really pray that she doesn't discover on her wedding night that she has vaginismus, which is a vaginal condition where your brain has trained your vagina to associate penetration with pain, so you can't actually have sex without a lot of physical therapy that is not covered by health insurance. And it's basically the female equivalent of ED, a condition whose treatments are usually covered by most health insurance. Whew. Okay, cool, 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 cool. We're all on the same page. Great. So now here's the part where I talk about this lady, probably your cousin, like really making sure she knows women are lesser beings than men. Women are dumber. Women are weaker. They cannot exist without the protection of men. What kind of world would that be? Adam was made first in God's image. Eve was only made as an afterthought so that Adam would not be alone. Because, like, Adam learned only after a while that he did not like having sex with lions and goats and shit. They do not spoon. They do not call, and they try to eat you. So, like, this lady, probably your cousin, needs to listen to this dude she'll be smashing once the party is over tonight. She's got to promise to submit to his will because, like, he is God or Christ or something, and she is the church, and I think that's how my previous analogy works. Yeah, so he's Big Dick Jesus, and she's, like, wanting to fuck Big Dick Jesus. Cool, yeah, and this dude your cousin is going to go to town on later has, like, to cherish her forever or something cool. Wham, bam, you're married. Don't let the sexual tension ruin the party. The end. Okay. Okay. Okay, pretend that I'm not the minister anymore. I know it'll be hard. Okay, I'm Katie again. Great. Okay, cool. Cool. That is word for word how Christian marriage ceremonies go. That's real. And it's like one time-honored tradition short of the couple's families watching them bone in a pit before they all eat barbecue and drink local beer. And this is why my second marriage was in my living room and none of my family was invited. yeah, cool. Anyway, I'm Katie Johnston Smith, and I really, really hope my mom and my Uncle Kirk specifically never hear this. Thank you!
Thank you, Katie. You know, I was on board with all of that, except where do you find priests that are wearing Ed Hardy clothing?
At any evangelical, cool, hip megachurch.
Okay.
They're all wearing Ed Hardy clothing.
Well, I'm going to the wrong churches, clearly, yeah, which is none. That's what my Catholic educators would say. Nice. All right. Thank you so much, Katie.